The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me the proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we have heard you had done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the whole land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through them and walked away. The Gospel of the Lord. I was both surprised and not surprised at the response to my homily last weekend. If you recall, I tried to answer the question, what are the Gospels and what are they not? And I never hear as many comments on a homily as when I talk about the Scriptures. And I think it's simply because you were never taught them and you long to know what they contain. I'm going to continue with that today, and I'll be very brief. But I just want to give you an overview of each of the four Gospels. Remember, the Gospels are not a biography of Jesus. They're not an historical document. But each evangelist paints a different portrait for a different purpose. I mentioned last week that Mark accompanied Peter to Rome in the late 60s. The persecutions were underway, and the people were frightened. So Mark paints a portrait of a very human Jesus, a Jesus who weeps, only found in Mark's gospel, a Jesus who's scared to death in the garden, only found in Mark. But again, it's a Jesus with whom these people can identify. And Jesus' last words on the cross in Mark's gospel are the agonizing, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Matthew writes his gospel in the mid-80s. And he has a copy of Mark's gospel in front of him, and he lifts whole chapters out and puts them in his gospel. But Matthew writes to a Jewish audience living in present-day Damascus, Syria, who believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And so the whole purpose of Matthew's gospel is to show to those people how Jesus is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. So he might introduce something that Jesus does by saying, "As foretold by the prophet Isaiah," and then he'll quote an Old Testament prophecy and then show how Jesus fulfills it. Matthew is the only gospel author to give us the Beatitudes. He's also the only one to tell us about the Magi. Luke also writes his gospel in the mid-80s, and he too has a copy of Mark's gospel in front of him. Luke writes to Roman citizens living in present-day Turkey, but to the people who are on the margins of life, the outcasts. In Luke's gospel, if a woman were divorced by her husband, which was a very simple thing for the man to do, or if she was widowed, she was put out on the street. Her own parents wouldn't take her back. Her own children wouldn't take her in. And so these poor women resorted to prostitution. And those are the people to whom Luke's Jesus goes. Luke's Jesus is totally powerless, but he is also the Jesus of complete and total forgiveness. We can be forgiven anything by Luke's Jesus. Only Luke tells us the great stories of forgiveness, the prodigal son, the woman at the well, the good Samaritan. And Luke's Jesus' final words on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." John doesn't write his gospel until about the year 125. It's very complicated and difficult to understand. John gives us a very divine Jesus, a very ethereal Jesus, a Jesus with whom it's difficult to identify. John is also writing at about the time when the Jewish people who believed in Jesus were being expelled from the synagogue. And so there are tinges of some borderline anti-Semitism in John's gospel, which is very difficult to reconcile. And Jesus' last words on the cross in John, "The very noble Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." So what do we have? We have a very human Jesus, a very divine Jesus, very powerless, all-forgiving Jesus, and a very Jewish Jesus. What we need to do is put them all together, and then we get a real portrait of who Jesus is, and then we can begin to have a relationship with him. Amen.